Texting in honor of Lasky Ainen just down the road, and I am joined on stage by one of the main organizers of Lasky Ainen. Please welcome Jerry Kangas. Jerry, it's been an honor to know you and get to know you through this process, and you knew my grandmother back in the day.
Yes, I sure did.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was wonderful to talk to you about that. What does Lasky Ainen mean?
Lasky Ainen, it comes from the word Laskia. Laskia means to slide from winter to spring, or settle into Lent. And we have to quit all that tomfoolery and get serious.
So it's like finished Mardi Gras.
And we have to eat all the fat foods and get those out of the way. And Lasky Ainen, actually, it's an pre-Christian times, Lasky Ainen was a flax festival because flax was their most important crop. And there was a lot of superstition, and when they slid down the hill, they would slide, the farther they slid down onto the lake, the taller their flax would be. The other thing is they ate a lot of fat, because you eat a lot of bacon and a lot of butter, because then the flax doesn't rust.
Ah.
That's the idea.
That's good. I love that. I love that. And you know, I've never seen flax rust in my house.
I haven't either.
Yeah, never once, so that's great. Food is such an important part of Lasky Ainen. Tell us about some of those traditional dishes that you serve.
Well, I learned, we were documented by the Smithsonian Institute, and we went to the Folklife Festival in 1980, and I did the oven pancake. And I didn't know that every country, almost in Europe, has pea soup and oven pancake. And everyone has oven pancakes a little different. The Swedes use salt pork, and the Jewish people and the Dutch put powdered sugar on it. The Germans put apples. And the English, they take out the sugar and they call it Yorkshire pudding. But everybody, and the Russians, they have blini, but they all eat pancakes that represents the sun. And the pea soup, everyone has pea soup. The French use split peas. Scandinavians use whole peas. And it's all pea soup. Except, and even Lapland, they don't have pork, but they use reindeer hoof. So.
Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Don't tell Santa. He's going to be upset. Tell us a little bit about, we talked about the sliding. There's also, what's that, the whip sled that goes around?
Oh, the vipukelka.
Yeah.
The vipukelka is a merry-go-round on ice. That's a very, very old idea, too, in Finland. And you have to have people push you. And sometimes there's many guys that will push a gal. It's pretty scary, really. We do have it out there. And when we were in Washington, they made out of plywood. They made a track, and it was amazing. But think how hard it was to push.
Oh, sure.
Like 2,000 kids. But it's something that came from the old country.
One of the things I love about Lasky Ainen is the way you talk about what it means to the community. So tell us what it means to the community of Palo and Aurora and Markham in this area.
Well, one of the things about Lasky Ainen that we try to do too is to teach the children the old ways. That's why we do the spinning and because spinning has to be done by Lasky Ainen. And we're trying to teach them some. They had a different kind of a work ethic at that time. They had they'd start before Christmas, and they'd have to be done by Lasky Ainen. So we tried to teach the kids some of those old traditions that they had, and we have people teaching weaving right now for children, or whatever it is, any kind of a craft to inspire them to do something. And then the other thing it does is it keeps the community together. It, like I said before, that it maybe you don't probably talk to your neighbors for whatever reason, but when you get together and you make bread and biscuit and stuff and you have a great time, and we really have fun. It's there's a good attitude out there, even this week, and it's been great.
And we're celebrating 79 years of Lasky Ainen on the Iron Range.
79 years this year.
Officially, and it, of course, carried on before
yep,
that
yep.
informally. So, well, Jerry Kangas, everybody, thank you.